Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin here. And hey, this week, I just wanted to take a moment and share some of my favorite sermons of all time with you. So you guys kick back and enjoy these messages this week. And we'll see you next week with more Turn the Light On topical Bible study. Message, you know? We're shaking everything up today. We're just doing it all different. You know, it's the beginning of the year starts. It's good that we take time and worship the Lord. It's good that we take a little extra time and spend some time in His presence. How many of you guys know that that's what changes things? You know, we can sit here and go, yeah, you know, we need three in, three out, quick message and back to life. But really, we don't. We need more Jesus. We need more time with Him. We need more moments. We need more of His presence. We need more of everything that God has. But the world's got us spinning around out there. We're kind of chasing our tails. Anybody ever chase their tail? You know, just doing life. I've been caught up in life. I've been doing ministry life and got caught up and missed God. So today, last week I was supposed to start this message series. It's called Flip the Switch, Turning on the Power of God in Your Life. And guess what? The enemy didn't want you to hear it. I want to just really take a quick moment and thank Pastor Mark Cook over in the house. Wave, Pastor Mark. He got the call. He got the call Saturday night. And, you know, I'd been fighting it already since like Thursday that week. But I was just, you know, I had COVID. What else can you say? And, took a test. I'm negative. You can hug me. But the enemy doesn't want you to hear what I'm sharing with you. The enemy is plucking people even out of the congregation as we've been moving on. Now, next week will be 1 year since I preached my first message here at Lighthouse Christian Church. So the 14th, it was the 14th. They'd asked me to be a guest speaker. I wasn't the pastor yet, but I had spoke my first message 1 year ago on the 14th. Of January. And that's exciting to me because you know what? Now we can say, all right, all the new, you know, entry level, get it all together stuff is gone. Let's go forward now. We've got a year under our belt. Now it's time to start kicking the devil in the teeth a little harder. You know, now it's time to step up. It's time to begin to function and be the church instead of trying to have church. Let's be the church, okay? This is a building. You're the church. And my job as a pastor is not to do the work of the ministry. It's to equip you, the saints of God, the children of God, to do the work of the ministry. So I'm going to come out of the gate swinging at the enemy. And he knew that. And I would have come and preached with COVID, okay? If anybody that knows me, but out of courtesy for you, I did not. And that's the only thing, you know, I punched it in the face and I stood in faith and I literally, 2 days, I was done, had it. And, you know, I'm supposedly high risk, supposed to die, you know, and here I am just, burn. Just, you know what, we're going to have to do that in life sometimes, guys. We're going to have to take a hit. But how we take a hit matters. You see, are you going to take your hit with the power of God behind you, flowing through you? And are you going to take sickness and you're going to drive it out of your body? Or are you going to, you know, just hang out and embrace it? No, because COVID will go away, but cancer won't. I'm saying it won't go away like a cold would. I take that back. You're correct. Cancer will go in Jesus' name. But I'm saying it's not the same scenario. You get a cold where it's more tempted to just settle for it. But I'm trying to say is that, you know, when you get attacked with cancer, when you get attacked with heavy-hitting diseases instead of a sickness, you know, you have to allow the power of God to come and flow and be a part of what your attack is on it. So thank you for correcting me. I'll receive that correction. Cancer will leave. In Jesus' name, I've seen it leave, and it is leaving people's in Jesus' name. So, amen. I received that. Thank you, guys. I love it. See, now I know that I'm teaching you guys well. Yes, sir. Come on, man. You know? And that's what we're expecting. Okay? But the bottom line is we can't just sit around and let this stuff just have its way with us, because we are the children of the living God. And we have the power of healing, the power, we have resurrection power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in who? You. Us. Me. So what chance does darkness have against light? And that's what I want to talk with you guys about today. That's what I want to share with you about today. Okay, because, you know, this message is called Flip the Switch, Turning on the Power of God in Your Life. Okay? How many guys need the power of God turned on in your life? How many guys, when you got up this morning, you turned on the light at your house? How many guys flipped the switch and the light came on, right? How in the heck did that light come on? You know, you didn't wake up this morning and call Florida Power and Light, did you? And go, hey, I'm going to be getting up in about 10 minutes. I need you to come turn my power on. I need you to turn the light on in my bedroom so I can see to get ready for work. And then I need you to turn on all the other different things for me. Did the power company, are they going to come do that for you? So what makes you think that just like the power company, if God has given us the power to be the sons and daughters of God, he's given us the power of authority in the earth, what makes you think God is going to just come and turn on, you know, the power for you to knock sickness out of your life? He's sitting there, God's going, I already gave you the power to do it. The power is there and you are the switch. God is looking at you and he's saying, flip the switch, turn it on, stand against it, use my word, pray over yourself, speak to yourself, talk to these sicknesses, tell them to get out of your life, quit being so tolerant. God's not going to come do something for you that he's already given you the power to do yourself. That's what I want to begin to teach you about this year. All the different switches. If you looked at a power panel, how many, do I have any electricians in the house? A couple of them, a couple old electricians, right? How many guys have ever had a breaker trip in your house? Come on, show a hand. Some of you never even had a breaker trip in your house? How many of you have ever even seen a power panel? Let's just say it that way, okay? All right, there's these little things in there. They're called switches, okay? And there's one that's called the main breaker, okay? And the main breaker brings the power into the whole panel so that all the other switches can have power, but they're not necessarily on. You have to flip them all to the on position. Well, in our walk with God, there are a lot of different areas of our lives that God has given us the power, and through salvation, which I want to teach you about today, the main breaker of your life comes on for the power of God to flow in your life when you give your life to Jesus. It's called salvation. It's a Christianese term. How many of you guys know what Christianese is? You know, we have all these Christianese words like sanctification and redemption and, you know, salvation and all these things. But what it really means is that you've given your life to Jesus. The main breaker comes on in your life. Now, my goal is to show you the rest of these weeks that we're going to do this series, how to start turning on the other little breakers and to get the power of God into areas of your life, like your mouth. What's your favorite scripture, Damien? Ephesians 4:29, what does it say? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is edifying to the hearer. That's the word of God, you know. Now, how many guys are experiencing some occasional corrupt communication? Come on, we need to show of hands on this one. Some of you are doing well. All right. That's good to know, you know. But my mouth runs like an Olympic sprinter. I have the gift, and my wife has the gift of correcting it. And you guys do, as you just saw earlier, you know. It's like, you know, I know what I want to say, but I don't always say it the way I want to say it. and I know what I'm thinking, but you know, I get caught saying things and speaking things over my life that are just death. I'm so sick of this. Anybody ever said that? We're gonna talk about that next week. I'm so tired of this. Gee, I don't know why I'm so sick and tired all the time. Right? But anyway, switches turn things on, they turn things off. How many of you guys have a car? You got in it to drive. Did you turn your car on? You used the switch, right? How many of you guys have a cell phone? You turned it on this morning, right? You know, I asked this in the first service. Who does not have a cell phone here? Come on, is there any one person in the world that doesn't have a cell phone? Nobody. Okay, all right, we can move on. So how about your hair dryer, man? When I got my hair dryer out this morning, like I always do, because if you're really going to have a good heavy metal hairstyle like me, you have to blow dry your hair upside down and then hit it with the Aquanet and flip it back, right? Okay, there was a day, okay? But I have the, what is it? Put that, the hair dryer up there. You know, the Revlon 5000 Turbo, right? With the fluffing extension, right? That's my go-to right there. Okay? But it was actually back in the day. But you had to turn that on. There's a switch on everything that we have in our lives. There's something that turns it on. Why would we think it would be any different with all the different things of God in our life? What are you going to turn on? In your life, you can choose to leave it off. I didn't have to blow dry my hair this morning. I didn't. But some of you did, right? But you have the ability to turn it on or turn it off or even never turn it on or to leave it on all the time. Switches release the power. God has given us power. How do we know that? Well, it says right here in Romans 1:16, says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." So God has power for us. The first switch, the main breaker, is this scripture, the power of God to salvation. What is that? It means that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ came to me and I received that good news and it flipped that breaker on in my life. Now I'm a Christian. Now I've given my life to Jesus. So my goal today is to show you a way of transformation through all of these different switches and how we can turn them on in our lives and begin to experience the power of God like we've never seen before in 2022. How many of you guys know the world needs a church of power? The world needs a church filled with God's power. I want to turn you loose on the world. I want to turn you loose. If you know what you're capable of, it would blow your mind. If you knew what you could do. Jesus said, the things that I've done, you'll do, and even greater things will you do because I go to the Father. You know, do you realize that I actually try to walk on my pool? Jesus said, the things he's done, I can do an even greater thing. So why do you think I'm ever going to walk on my pool if I don't try? You know, I think that when I quit taking my cell phone out of my pocket, it might actually work. It's a faith thing. But Jesus said the things that we do, I mean, that he's done, we'll do, didn't he? Scripture. So God has power for you. He has power for me. He wants to release it. But the Bible says that my people perish from a lack of what? Knowledge. So we don't know how to turn the breakers on. The power's not flowing because the enemy has kept us in the dark. He's hidden from us how the power flows and how it works. so that we won't use it. And that's his greatest victory, because the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. So if God can show us who we are in Christ, and we can begin to walk in the power of God, we can take the enemy for a ride. See, he's been taking us for a ride way too long. He should be like, oh my gosh, Braden's up. He's awake. The devil should be running. Running from you. Where are they going? Let him know. Let him know they're coming. Hide. So what is the meaning of life? To have a relationship with God. Fulfill his plan for your life. That's what I want to teach you. God has a plan for you, but that plan can't unfold. It can't become who you're supposed to be without knowing what you're capable of doing as a believer. Where do you find that? In the Word. That's one of the switches. The Word of God is a switch. If you turn this on in your life, it will begin to explain to you who you are and what you are able to do and who God is and what he is his plan for you is. But if you never flip the switch, like I'm flipping these pages, that's flipping the switch. If you never flip it, it's never, and you can tell I eat too much when I'm reading my Bible. Hear that? That's Mountain Dew from the old day. It is, look at that. But if you never flip the switch of the Word of God in your life, you're never going to really understand and know who you are. And the enemy's going to win. If you never understand the power of your words, you're going to continue to speak death all the time over yourself and over other people and over your families, and you're going to curse things and instead of speaking life to them, and you're never going to see the victory of what a life submitted to God and a mouth submitted to God can do. Because your words have power. God's word won't come back void. It will accomplish what it's been set to do, and he knows how to speak the right things. Unfortunately, our words won't come back void either. But we're not always speaking the best words. I won't look at anyone. I'm sure Eric just blesses Jesus when he's talking to those people when he's driving. But think about it this way. I've lived my life with Christ. I've lived my life without Christ. I know the difference between the two. I remember what it was like to walk in darkness. It's been a while, but I remember very well what it was like to walk in the dark. You guys ever walk around in the dark in your house? You know, like, I mean, it's pitch black, 2 a.m, I gotta go to the bathroom. You know, and somebody left the dog gate over the doorway, and I didn't see it. You know, the dogs are put away, usually the gates are open, it's smooth sailing, and I'm just headed to the bathroom, and next thing you know, that gate cuts me at the knees, man, and I'm over the gate. Boom, my feet hit me in the back of the head as I'm coming over that thing. You know, and I'm half asleep at the time, so I'm like, I hope I'm dreaming, you know, and my wife's like, what was that? Are you okay? And I'm like, somebody left the dog gate up, and I didn't see it. Why? Because I was walking in the dark. Well, life's obstacles are happening many times in your life. You are being attacked, and you are experiencing loss and pain and sickness and disease because the enemy has got you walking around in the dark. You don't have the light turned on in that area of your life. You don't know who you are in the area of healing in your life, so you're accepting whatever it is the enemy is pushing down the pike, and he's got you caught in darkness when all you need to do is flip the switch. The lights will come on, and you'll know what really is available to you through Christ's suffering and through the cross, that healing is yours, and then you, by faith, will grab it and walk in it. But I lived in darkness for 20 years of my life. I lived in darkness. I was this most selfish little kid you ever, anybody, I mean, is there any little kid that isn't selfish? But I was this really selfish little kid. My mom was a single mom, growing up, and all I did was whine and cry about all these shoes I wanted. Everyone else has it. I want the Nikes with the little blue emblem that looked like canvas. Anybody remember those? Man, I'm really old. You guys don't remember those? The little white shoes with the little blue Nike. They're like canvas. Everybody had to have them. And my mom, I mean, they were expensive back then. It's 25, 30 bucks for a pair of them. And I had to have them. I was a selfish little kid. Then I became a rebellious teen after that, you know. I lived that sex, drugs, rock and roll, party lifestyle. My mom hardly ever knew where I was. You know, I'd call her. I'm alive. Don't worry. At least I was that considerate. No. Dang it, where's Jacob when I need him? No. I'm kidding. But I would surf and skip school and do all that stuff. You know, I had 36 unexcused absences the second semester of my senior year of high school. 36! The surf was so good that month. I said, who needs school? And then they called and said, you're not going to graduate if you miss one more minute of school. Guess what? I got my butt to school. I did not miss another minute of school. But that's just it. I had no God, no guilt, no problems. I was living for myself, right? Well, after a while, I realized that there's something missing in my life. I got all this stuff. Everything's going on, and I had to come to the conclusion that, all right, I'm an addict. I've got problems. Darkness is not done well for me. I was empty and powerless to change on my own. Everybody say powerless. You know, I tried everything in the natural that I could do to try to get free from that lifestyle, and nothing worked. I was angry because things never went my way. Anybody, none of you have ever been that way, right? No anger people out there, you know? Like, it's been a couple of days. I'm doing better. But I was frustrated, you know? You ever try to make that connection? And I just couldn't find my way in all of it. I just felt lost. And I was scared. What if I never figure this out? What if I don't get free? What if I overdose? What if I die? What if I end up in a car crash or something because I'm driving drunk all the time? And I was trapped in this circle chasing my tail, and I was lost. And I couldn't find my way. Any of you guys ever been lost? You just ask your wife, right? For directions, right? Isn't that how it works? Right? No. Your wife's like, pull over, get directions. No, I know where I'm at. We'll find it. But I was lost. I was like that. And I was proud, and I didn't want to hear it from anybody. I needed Christ in my life. I needed power. I was powerless. John 1:12. It says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right or the power to become the children of God. You're a child of God. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm a child of God. Or look at your neighbor and go, are you a child of God? If they're not, lead them to Jesus real quick, okay? If anybody says no, just tell them, hey, come on, let's go talk. God gave me the right and the power to be his child, and in that I found deliverance, I found healing, I found everything that I needed. When that switch was flipped on in my life, all of a sudden the lights came on. I'm like, oh, that's my problem. I mean, I could keep going. That's my problem. I could see it finally, for once in my life. God opened my eyes, and I was able to see life for what it really was in that moment for me. In Ephesians 5:8, it says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Sounds like light switch being flipped on, doesn't it? That's what happened to me. Isn't that what happened to some of you when you gave your life to Jesus? It's like the lights came on. Now I'm to walk as a child of light. What does a child of light look like? What do? They heal the sick. They raise the dead. They cast out demons. They go and have authority in the earth. And they take the works of darkness and they shine the light of God on it. And they tell darkness to hit the road. Do you realize that darkness is simply the absence of light? And it says that we were once darkness. Meaning we were just absent of God. We didn't know Him. But now you are light in the Lord. The lights are on. Flip the switch. Right? Now you don't have to stumble over things. You don't have to fall over things that are traps that have been set in front of you by the enemy. You don't have to step in that thing and have it clamped down on your leg and then have to peel your way out of it and go to rehab and fight this addiction or fight this disease or this sickness that is latched onto you. Because you don't have to even fall for it in the first place, because you can see it for what it really is. You can walk with the light on. What does the life of walking with Christ look like? Let's look at 1 John 1, 5 through 7. That new Bible study is going to be in 1 John, isn't it? Wednesdays, right? Come on, I heard you hoot. You're really just saying, you need to talk about the Bible study we're all going to have during the day. I heard that. So it's in the announcements. We'll get to it, but I'm giving you extra props for the hoop, because you're a hoop. You know you're a hoop, right? Woo. All right, 1 John 1, 5, and 7. This is the message which I've heard from Him and declare to you. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie. We do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. How do you walk in the light? You come to Jesus, you get under His blood, you allow that blood to wash you clean of all of your sins and make you a child.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour,
I wait only for you. Once again, I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thanks again to our sponsors, and we hope that each and every one of you are blessed in Jesus' name. If you need more information about the church, you can go to our lighthouse.net or give the office a call at 321-452-1012. God bless you guys.